segregated.
Okay. What names would you hear them called when you were coming up?
A name?
Yeah.
Well?
You call them, or what would they call them?
Now, we were never allowed to call them niggers.
You weren't?
No. We didn't think they were niggers.
Okay.
Because you did it as slang, you know, a nigger, and they called each other niggers.
Yeah.
They do right now.
Okay. And then what would they call white people? Do they have names for that?
Well,
sort of slang names that you hear?
I don't know whether they had the slang. I know there's plenty of them called them by their given name, but they didn't let the white people know. Until recent years now, they just call them right out, you know, as John so-and-so, or whatever it might be.
Okay. Now, what about a child born of a racially mixed marriage? That would be a what? What would you call a child born? Did you ever hear?
Well, it's a mixed race, I guess. I don't know what you...
Oh, you never heard of that? Okay. Did you ever hear names for them? Half mixed breed?
Mixed breeds, yeah. That's what they're mixed breeds. Of course, I didn't...
Now, what would you call the man you work for? Or if you work for someone?
That's your supervisor or your boss.
Okay. How would you address him, you say?
Well, Mr. So-and-so, if you... Okay.
Would black usage be any different? Or old blacks, what would they say?
They would say,
what would they call your husband or your father?
Well, they'd say mister, mostly. And lots of times when you had a servant or a maid, they are now, they would say mistress or missus, something like that.
Now, white people that weren't well off or hadn't had a chance at education, and the like, you know, if they were just good for nothing, you'd say, they call them?
Peckerwood. Okay. Now, that's the truth. That's what they did. Now, I don't think it's right and all that, but, you know, people did it the way you chose a peckerwood.
Okay, other names you would use? What other names? I mean, there were plenty of them, I'm sure.
Country hicks.
Okay, they're just old, what, that family. Other ways of... that you would hear of putting people down like that, or, you know, just describing where they came from. When you said somebody was very common, what did that mean?
Well, that meant that they were illiterate. And
in other words, you didn't use that word in a complimentary sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, other words you would hear? You know what a cracker was? Okay. Then a person lived way back out in the woods, and they'd come into town once a year, so they had a big furry growth, you know.
He was a country Hoosier.
Country Hoosier.
Right.
All right, other names you would hear, like people from the hills, or?
Hillbillies.
Okay. What was redneck?
Well, that was, redneck was supposed to be somebody that, you know, one of the class of people that had the advantage of an education or something like that.
Or poor white, you said.
Poor white trash. That's been often said.
Oh. Now, somebody was waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere, and they call out to you, "Will you be ready soon?" And you say, "I'll be with you in just
a few minutes, in no time, or
just,
something like
that. I'll be with you in just a minute.
A little while,
just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now you know you're on the right road to go somewhere, but you're not sure the distance. You'd ask somebody how
far it is to another place, to the next town. You give you the directions, or maybe they'd tell you the detour.